So I didn't follow directions, but I don't have any financial relationships to disclose, so the slide isn't in there. I'm going to talk to you guys today about the hospital as a usual source of care. I guess, first of all, my name is Katie McKay. I'm currently a medical student at the University of Washington, but this presentation today is a result of my work in the Department of Health Policy and Administration under Dr. Jay Kennedy, who snuck into the back. So. You're all going to be experts on the usual source of care after this afternoon. Just again, the definition in the National Health Interview Survey is very similar to that in the MCBS. It asks, is there a place that the respondent usually goes when he or she is in sick or in need of medical advice about their health? And we were really looking at the answer to this question. So if they responded yes, which place did they indicate? And they can choose from either a clinic or health center, a doctor's office, the ED, or a hospital outpatient department. So the study aims were, one, to identify the number and type of U.S. residents who report the hospital emergency department or other hospital outpatient units as their usual source of medical care. And then, two, to assess 10-year trends in the use of this hospital to see if the percentage of people who report the hospital as a usual source of care is changing over time. Our hypotheses were, one, that age, sex, race and ethnicity, insurance status, and disability would be important predictors of whether or not people consider the hospital their usual source of care. And that's just based on the relevant literature that's out. And then second of all, that the rate of people identifying the hospital as a usual source of care would increase. And this was based on literature stating that ED overcrowding is increasing, and that oftentimes there's a perception that that's due to people who use the hospital as a usual source of care or those without insurance. So the methods for the study were a secondary data analysis of the National Health Interview Survey involving, one, a logistic regression analysis of the 2006 NHIS, and then, two, a trend analysis of the 1997 to 2006 NHIS. First of all, I'm going to jump right into the regression results. We compared those who listed the hospital emergency department, hospital outpatient department, and compared that to those who listed another source of regular care, so that would most likely be a physician's office. We found that people were more likely to report the hospital as a usual source of care if they were working age adults, male, if they were of racial and ethnic minorities, if they have public insurance or no health insurance, and if they were disabled. So I know this is a lot of numbers and they're really small, but I'll point out a few of the interesting results to you guys. First of all, under age, you can see that the young adult category, the 18 to 44-year-olds, are much more likely to report the ED as a usual source of care than our reference group, which we used as the elderly. And then additionally, if you look under insurance coverage, those who are not covered were much more likely, 12.7 times more likely than those with private insurance, to report the emergency department as usual source of care. And then when you look at the combined of those who either report the emergency department or another hospital outpatient department, they're still much more likely to report the hospital as usual source of care, 7.7 times more likely. So I know that's quick. The trend analysis results. We actually, despite our hypothesis, we found a decline in the proportion of Americans who report the hospital as a usual source of care, and it declined from 3.1% to 2.2%, so not a huge decline, but a decline nonetheless. And additionally, by each subpopulation, whether you're looking at it by age, sex, race, or insurance type, there was also a decrease in the percentage of people who report the hospital as a usual source of care, so this was in contrary to our hypothesis. This first graph here shows the percentage of people who report the hospital as a usual source of care over the past decade. And we broke it out by, again, the emergency department, associated outpatient hospital departments, and then basically the combination of the green and the red lines is that blue line there, which is basically the hospital as a usual source of care, any form of the hospital. So you can see just by looking at the lines that they're all decreasing, if even just slightly. And then additionally, and I know this probably looks just like a colored mess to you guys where you're sitting, but broken out by each subcategory, we also found that there's a decrease by each subcategory, and so that's kind of the take-home message from this slide, is that you can see that all the percentages are decreasing over the 10-year period. And additionally, this gives a really just kind of good graphic representation of some of the differences between the subpopulations. You can see under sex that males are more likely to report the hospital as usual source of care, that it differs by race, and then again that there are some significant differences in insurance cover. Those who are not covered are much more likely to report the hospital as usual source of care. So what are some possible reasons for our findings? It could be that people are choosing to go without care instead of going to the hospital. So maybe there are less people reporting the hospital as a usual source of care because they're just not getting care at all. And that could be because of ED closures, increased crowding, or rising costs in the healthcare system. It may also be that people are choosing other alternatives, whether those be freestanding emergency clinics or any potential walk-in clinics. It may also be that the expansion of public programs has allowed people to get care elsewhere, which would be great. And then this is not my favorite explanation, but I have heard people argue that maybe it's just a wringing out of the fat. Maybe those people don't really need care, and so they're not going anywhere. And then additionally, we've kind of talked about a usual source of care, but I mean, the eventual goal is to really just look at what type of care should people be receiving and are they receiving optimal care? And so within that, there's a lot of talk about using the medical home as a model, and it's been used a lot in discussion of children with special health care needs, but it's kind of becoming more mainstream. And so a medical home would incorporate not only people having a usual source of care, but having accessible care, being able to work with a provider who's familiar with that specific patient, and then additionally having some sort of level of care coordination, so amongst their providers and then amongst any sort of different conditions or medical problems that they have. And a medical home has been shown to not only affect one's care pattern, but also to alleviate some of the disparities that I've discussed a little bit today. So what are the implications of this research or maybe future things to pursue? And potentially the major one, is what is causing or contributing to ED overcrowding? If it's not a greater proportion of people who report the hospital as a usual source of care, what is it? It's often also attributed to the uninsured, but I just read a JAMA article that came out this week that says that really there's no increased percentage of the uninsured that's being seen in the ED. So we need to kind of look at what really is contributing to that, if it's not some of the common misperceptions that that we all kind of hold true. And then additionally, what type of medical care is received by people who consider the hospital as the usual source of care? Is it appropriate ED care? Is it primary care that could be best potentially taken care of elsewhere? And then what's the intensity of hospital usage for those who consider the hospital as a usual source of care? And has this changed over time as the percentage of those reporting the hospital as a usual source of care has changed? Lastly, what characteristics should define a medical home so that we can make sure that people are getting timely and effective medical care? And that was quick, but that's it.
Might account for some of the trends. outpatient care provided by hospitals outside of their emergency rooms could contribute. Now, all of that would suggest that the numbers conceivably should go down even further than they have, but they haven't. My recollection of the JAMA was not so much that it wasn't that the uninsured are not really being the heavier users of the ER, but the focus was using the ER as a usual source of care for non-emergency conditions, that rather when they do use it, it is for emergency problems, for care that has been postponed or delayed, which raises all kinds of, I mean, it doesn't seem like there's, like it's a quick and dirty look at, okay, how do we understand these increases or decreases? That's a really fascinating question, because to listen to the emergency physicians, I mean, they are having more and more patients in the ER that they cannot get out of the ER because there are no beds in the hospital to send them to.
And that's
so
what I
just stuck in the ER.
Yeah, they get stuck because there's no inpatient bed to send them to. So, I mean, it's, yeah, it's a complicated problem that I do not have the answers.
Seriously,
but
because
I'm on
throughput.
Not going to
get them
into the
ER,
we have no place to put them, so we stay here. It's like there's no room.
You mean the definitions of how, like, what they can provide as their answer in the
right,
to the NHIS?
Did you combine physicians and clinics?
We combined, actually, we looked at two answers, so one being the emergency department, and then one being outpatient departments associated with the hospital. So we wanted to include those because we figured that there's a lot of triaging that's kind of come into play in the system recently, and so we wanted to capture the people that were being triaged to other clinics but within the hospital, or that were potentially still using the hospital but not the ED as their usual source of care. And so yeah, that's why we included those as well. I think I got back to it, but yeah. Did that answer your question?
So the other is physician office.
Yeah, so in their regression, we compared it to basically another source, which would be a physician's office.
We distinguish between individual providers and group practices and then outpatient clinics. We have those all as reference groups.
You said what?
That it was individual physicians, group practices, and outpatient clinics were all, I think, the three main ones, right?
Yeah, it's clinic or health center, and then doctor's office or HMO, and then the hospital.
So very, very tracking. There's more people back in the clinic.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was the thing that you did mention, the bullet point about aggressive billing practices, too. People no longer feel like, even if they go to the emergency room, they would never describe them as their usual source of care because hospitals are treating them like dirt. I mean, you said crowded conditions, and then they're chasing them down. It's, you know, billing agencies and stuff like that. I think the perception of seeing that as a usual source of care is when they have the question is changed.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you're really talking about the usual source of care, not just who's throwing up in the air.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. We have lots of patients who have these very minimal insurance plans that allow them to come to the clinic and get their meds, but it doesn't cover any specialty care. So they have us as their usual source of care, except that we can't get a lot of things done for them without sending them to the ER to get their admitted to get the studies done. So that sort of stuff, that sort of process is not captured. And I'm worried that even with, you know, any broadening of health coverage, that it's not covered so you can get outpatient specialty care too, then more things will go through the ER. We send them there for MRIs and things. Because there's some things like colonoscopies that have paid for when there's no, cut rate prices like there's for mammography sometimes. You know, things like that, we'll admit them. Say rectal bleeding. Something like that, just so they can get worked up, because we can't get it done as an outpatient. So there's a lot of craziness that goes on because of the outpatient reimbursement and the limits and eligibility. But that's not the same as having a medical.
No, and that's a really important distinction. We're not looking at ED visits. It's
right,
self-reported
right.
usual source of care. So, yeah. So, no, but it's I mean, that's the next step is to look at the specific ED visits.
Okay, well, I guess.